The Department of Defense says that 6 months from now, it will have, for the first time, the capability to shoot down an intercontinental ballistic missile fired at the United States. The Bush administration has been criticized for having focused too much on missile defense and not enough on terrorism prior to September 11, 2001. The Pentagon, though, makes no apology. In Alaska, holes are being dug in the ground for the interceptors that would be fired in an incoming warhead. But whether the system will work and how much it will cost remain uncertain, NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Baker Spring says he feels the Bush administration was right to make missile defense a top priority. He's a defense analyst at the Heritage Foundation, and he says that on September 11th, he was worried about a missile from above.
That day on 9/11, they shut down basically public transportation here in Washington following the attack on the Pentagon. And I had to literally walk down to meet my wife. I knew as I was walking down Massachusetts Avenue that if there was a follow-on attack with a ballistic missile, there was nothing that we could do about it. None whatsoever.
The system planned for next October is admittedly a first step aimed at shooting down perhaps a single ballistic missile. The DoD plans to install a handful of interceptor missiles at Fort Greely in Alaska and an initial radar and tracking system. But critics say even this preliminary deployment is premature. Philip Coyle was director of operational testing and evaluation at the Pentagon from 1994 until 2001.
When I was in the Pentagon just a few years ago, there were 30 flight intercept tests that were planned out. Since the president announced that he wanted to deploy the system, there hasn't been a single test. All of the tests that were planned in this period have been postponed, delayed, or canceled. I support doing the research, but the program is not at a place where it's ready to be deployed. And many of the scientific issues that have to be confronted in this program may not be tractable. They may not be able to be solved.
The Missile Defense Agency says it has run a number of partial tests, and Baker Spring says full tests can come later.
The idea is to get more military capabilities into the hands of the warfighters more quickly.
Spring says this is part of a new philosophy at the DoD called spiral development. It came out of the world of software design, where companies want the flexibility to get a preliminary version of something out there while they continually tweak or improve on it. But critics say this approach could lead to real technical problems and financial ones, too. The administration's own Office of Management and Budget recently concluded that because of its desire for flexibility, the DoD had no solid plan to fund deployment and operations support costs, which could run billions of dollars. The report said this would, quote, result in cutbacks or terminations of other DoD activities, potentially including missile defense itself. Rodney Jones helped put together a recent report called The Full Costs of Ballistic Missile Defense, which is also critical. In the early 90s, Jones worked for the U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Agency. This study was paid for by two disarmament groups.
What we discovered by putting the pieces together on missile defense was that when all is said and done and reached the points of deployment and operation and maintenance, that we would be looking at figures that would be about $1 trillion.
That figure is for a full-blown, multi-layered missile defense system envisioned by President Bush. It would use airborne lasers to shoot down missiles. It would also have components at sea and in space. Jones says that the basic point is that if this were an issue like health care or a tax cut or a development of a new fighter plane, there would be projected total costs and debates about it. With missile defense, he says, the price tag has been left blank. Supporters of missile defense say the science and technology involved is new, so no one can reasonably know what it will cost. Baker Spring at the Heritage Foundation says right now he sees nothing to worry about.
Can I give you a final figure of what we would spend over the next, say, 30 or 40 years? No, I can't. I think that it is reasonable to assume that we will be spending about what we're spending now, a little more or a little less than $10 billion a year.
And by October, he says, the U.S. will have some kind of missile defense system in place, which he argues is better than none at all. That's if it works. Phil Coyle, the critic who used to work at the Pentagon, says based on the tests so far, he thinks the odds of bringing down a single attacking missile would be about 1 in 4. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.